Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. United States Geological Survey publishes Arctic Wildlife Report while White House backpedals. The Bush administration acted Friday to repudiate a report by government biologists that concluded drilling for oil in an Alaskan wildlife refuge would pose substantial risk to the porcupine caribou herd and other wildlife. Charles Grote, director of the U.S. Geological Survey, which issued the report, wrote Interior Secretary Gail Norton that he was asking scientists to reevaluate their conclusions using drilling plans the administration contends would be less damaging to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. "We're not looking at what the USGS studied," said White House spokesman Gordon Jandreau, who was with President Bush in Texas on Friday. "We are talking about exploring a very small part of the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge." Grote told Norton he ordered biologists to report back within 10 days on what drilling proponents say is a scaled-back scenario from those studied by the Geological Survey's office in the Interior Department. Interior officials also pointed to the report's conclusion that risks to wildlife, including muskoxen, polar bears, and migrating birds, could be reduced by restricting or closely managing oil exploration and production. The report bolsters the administration's mandate that ANWR production must require the most stringent environmental protections ever imposed, and demonstrates that with the new technology, tough regulations, and common sense management, we can protect wildlife and produce energy, said department spokesperson Mark Feifel. In the report Friday, the biologists made no recommendation on whether the refuge should be developed, but they said the region's wildlife are vulnerable to disturbances like those from oil drilling. The porcupine caribou herd, which uses the coastal plain for calving each summer, may be particularly sensitive to development because it has little quality habitat elsewhere, and their survival of calves is linked to the animal's ability to move freely, the report said. Grote acknowledged that adverse risks to the porcupine caribou would depend on the type of development and where the development occurred. The 78-page report is based on an examination of 12 years of research into wildlife activities and the ecology of the Arctic Refuge's 1.5-million-acre coastal plain, which may contain about 11.4 billion barrels of oil. Preparing for exploration of the reserves would take 10 years. Ending Congress's long-standing ban on oil exploration in the wildlife refuge was a major plank in both Bush's presidential campaign in 2000 and his administration's energy plan announced a year ago. The Republican-controlled House voted last year to allow drilling in the Alaska Refuge. Supporters have been reluctant to bring it up in the Senate, but a Senate vote could come as early as the second week of April. "Once again, the administration has released a report undermining its own case," said Senator Joe Lieberman, a Democrat from Connecticut. He said the findings confirm the environmental destruction would occur if oil drilling is allowed in the refuge. Carl Pope, executive director of the Sierra Club, said every time biologists study drilling in the refuge, they find it would have a serious impact on wildlife. "There's no new scenario in the House's bill," Pope said. "The entire area would be open for drilling. The new science still does not enable you to develop the refuge without destroying its habitat." As with the case of the caribou, the study found the development of the refuge's coastal plain may pose risks to other wildlife. Musk oxen were described as particularly vulnerable to disturbances from oil and gas exploration because they live in the region year-round, including winter when oil exploration would be the most intense. Snow geese, among millions of migratory birds on the coastal plain, could be displaced because of increased activity. It cannot be assumed that geese would find additional adequate feeding areas elsewhere, the study said. Denning polar bears might also be adversely affected, the assessment said. It said, however, that aggressive and proactive management could minimize or even eliminate most of the problem. This story was written by John Hilprin of the Associated Press, and we thank the Seattle Post-Intelligencer for the story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.